But God, who creates out of nothing, who almightily takes from nothing and says, be, lovingly adjoins, be something even in apposition to me. Marvelous love. Even his omnipotence is under the sway of love. Søren Kierkegaard, 1813-55. At the threshold of all scientific discovery lies an abyss of uncertainty, deep, dark, and echoing with questions no instrument can measure, no equation can tame. As one ventures further into the realms of modern cosmology, quantum theory, and even life sciences, the ultimate origin of things seems not only hidden, but perhaps fundamentally veiled. Metaphysics, which deals with first principles, remains just as empty of answers on questions regarding being, knowing, identity, time, and space, as it was centuries ago. The difference is that all the gaps that believing folks used to fill with God are nowadays being confronted by the Western scientific community with a predisposition that any theory minus God will be entertained, and the God option will not be entertained. For instance, in explaining the origin of the universe, the concept of a singularity, a point of infinite density and near-zero space, from which all existence burst forth, is now commonplace in scientific discourse. Even when it is impossible to explain wherefrom would come the force to push all matter into such a tiny originating place, what from was the singularity birthed? The prevailing answer, even among the most disciplined minds in the West, is often startlingly abstract: nothing. How can a rational intellect conclude that literally everything came out of nothing? Here, we encounter a paradox not of faith, but of logic. The scientific mind, which demands causality for every effect, appears to suspend this demand at the very brink of the cosmos. It grants, as an exception, that the singularity needs no cause, no origin. Yet, that same mind dismisses the idea of a monkey spontaneously materializing before us from the void. Why? Because of our profound awareness, gained from science, of the complexity within a monkey, encoded in its DNA, structured in its neurology, orchestrated in its biology. Such order cannot come from chaos. And yet, the singularity, infinitely more complex, is allowed to arise from nothing? The Quran reminds us that the universe is much more complex than the complexities we find close to us. Surely the creation of the heavens and the earth is greater than the creation of mankind, but most of mankind know not. Al-Ghafir 40:57. This contradiction reveals a profound philosophical bias. The scientific method, precise, skeptical, grounded in observation, loses its footing when dealing with the unobservable. It begins to indulge in what can only be described as imaginative metaphysics, cloaked in mathematical abstractions. Suddenly, chaos can birth the whole of the cosmos, and spontaneity is crowned with creative power.